Gittin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gittin Babli Dach Chavav. We begin in Yerushalmi on Dach Tefvav on the base at the Mishnah. HaKoyfev Toifei Gittin Tzach Sheneich Mokoyim Ha'ish U'Mokoyim Ha'isha U'Mokoyim Ha'zman. One who writes Toifim of Gittin, which is a part that's the same for anyone, has to leave blank the names of the husband and wife and the date until the husband tells them to write. Shittrim Nova Tzach Sheneich Mokoyim Ha'malve U'Mokoyim Ha'loive U'Mokoyim Ha'moif U'Mokoyim Ha'zman. One who writes Toifim of loan documents has to leave blank the names of the lender and borrower, the amount of the loan, and the date. Shittrei Mekach Omemkar, Tzach Sheneich Mokam Alokech, Omokam Amoicher, Omokam Amoif, Omokam Asadeh, Omokam Azman, Mepnei HaTakana. One who writes Tosim or sale documents has to leave blank the names of the buyer and the seller, the price, the field, and the date, due to an enactment. Viewed the Paisa Bekulam, and Viewed says all of these are apostle. Evlaza, Makshi Bekulam, Chutz Negit Enoshim, Shneimah Bekosav Allah, Lishma. Evlaza says all are valid except for Gittin, because it says in the Get, it says in the Pasuk about Gittin, he will write for her, meaning Lishma. And the Gemara says, the Biuchan Omer, Kosav Tofel Vatefes Kasha. Biuchan says that if one wrote the Torah, means the phrase, you are permitted to every man in the Tofes, it's kosher. Reshokish Omer, Kosav Tofel Vatefes Pasol. Whereas Reshokish says if you wrote the Torah in the Tofes, it's Pasol. Asnisa Pliga, Al, Shesei Reshokish, Hakosav Tofel Gittin, Tzach Shaniach Mokim Ha'ish, Umokim Ha'isha, Vazman. Gemara asks, the Amishnah argues with Shlokish. One who writes Tofim of Gittin must leave blank only the names of the husband and wife and the dates. He may write the Torah. The Gemara answers, Patala, Vatofa Imai, he must leave blank the Torah with the names and dates. The Kasha al Rabbi Yochanan, Imbishakosav, Tofa Vatofis, Bada Chachamim Makshirin. The question against the Yochanan is that if he wrote the Torah in the Tofis, would Chachamim be Makshir? Bimi b'shem Rabbi Zera mipasulei at lamad hechsheiroi lekasav kuloi lishma b'shem ha'ish b'shem ha'isha shloi lishma b'shem ha'in apostle but the kavasar kasav kuloi shloi lishma b'shem ha'ish b'shem ha'isha lishma kasha. Bimi, quoting of Zera, answered that from the psul you learn the hechsher, means if he wrote it totally lishma and the husband's name and the wife's name loi lishma, is it not apostle? Similarly, if he wrote it totally loi lishma and the husband's name and the wife's name Alishma, it's kosher. Rabbi Yossi Shal, Rabbi Yomia, Hage'atzmacha Shezivig. Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Yomia, think about it, if Zivig means the Sefer wrote names in the Get and at the same time a man of this name, so that he wants that the Sefer write a Get for his wife with that name, then what's the law? Amalei, Kain, Amar Shezeli, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Rabbi Meir answered that Rabbi Zeira told me, who is a Rebbe, since Zivug is not common, even if he was Mezaveg, it's as if he was not. Question against the Shlokesh is that if he didn't write the Torah in the Tofes, would Rabbi Yehuda disqualify it? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Zeira, Lenyan Acher, Avadla Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Zeira answered that Rabbi Yehuda considers the blank parchment in which the Torah and the names will be written like another matter. This is like Shimon bar Abba, who said, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, when witnesses signed, there was blank space enough for two lines in which one could write another matter, then even if it later he fills the space with any matter, it's parcel. Ma'o mipnei ha'takana, what's the meaning of the phrase in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah said that one who writes tofim has to leave blank due to the enactment? What is due to the enactment? Rabbi Shabbos b'shem Chizkiah, mipnei takonos b'nei sisar shleyuhu mitsuyos lezgarish. Rabbi Shabbos, quoting Chizkiah, answered, it's to help the Jewish women, so they won't be prone to be divorced. Means if Gittin not fully ready, perhaps one who decides to divorce will retract before the Get is finished. Yitzhak objected to Rechia Ba'aba that our Mishnah says that Tosim are kosher, and you say this. If you say that they're apostle, then properly you could say that it is to prevent divorce. Makedoin. If so, what's the phrase due to the enactment? המבעבע מפני תקנס הלבלה כדי שהוא חייב מצויים לי. אבא בבעל answer that to help the Sofer and the scribes, so his income will be available that he can begin writing Gittin before he's been commanded. Zera, Ravuna, b'shem Rav Halacha, k'bi Yehuda b'Gittin, k'bi Eliezer, b'shtaris. Zera quoting Ravuna, quoting Rav, says that Halacha follows b'Yehuda in Gittin and Rabbi Elazar in documents. Nema Halacha k'bi Elazar, the Gemara asks that he should just say that Halacha follows Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar's machshir only documents that agrees with Rabbi Yehuda the Gittin apostle. Rabbi Abba b'shem Rav, Halacha k'bi Elazar b'Gittin k'bi Yehuda b'shtaris. Rabbi Abba quoting Rav, says Halacha follows Rabbi Elazar in Gittin and Rabbi Yehuda in documents. Nema Halacha k'bi Yehuda, where the Gemara asks what he should say, just that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda disqualifies both documents and Gittin. And again, to Rav Shmuel to Avayu Amrin Halacha k'bi Elazar, which is said b'Gittin, well, it is but Mema Avhacha k'ein Tzach Mema Halacha k'bi Yehuda b'Gittin k'bi Elazar b'shtaris. The answer is really, it's like Rabbi Zeira said, he couldn't say just that the Halacha follows Rabbi Elazar or the Halacha follows Rabbi Elazar in Gittin and documents, because one could make a mistake to think that he rules about Edim Asir, about the Edim who watch it being given over, because Rav and Shmuel both said the Halacha follows Rabbi Elazar, who say that the Edim Asir give power to a document in Gittin. He mentioned Rabbi Yehuda to show that he rules about Tofin.